The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I don't like string beans.
Well, you finish your vegetables or you won't get any dessert.
I'll get it. I'm all through. Aunt Effie, why don't you eat that other pork chop?
No.
Sure, come on, Aunt Effie. I've had all I want. You might as well have it.
Now you eat your string beans, Betsy. We have apple pie that Aunt Effie made for dessert. Hello? What? Oh, I'd love some overnight guests. How are you, Elsa? For heaven's sakes. Well, I should say so. You get yourself right out to the house here.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Mommy,
it's Elsa and Chuck.
No.
Yeah. Oh, he just yelled, "Who is it?" You know, men always talk about women being curious, but he can't stand it if he does. Did you just get into town? Uh-huh. Oh, wonderful. Well, listen, I'd have been furious if you hadn't.
Well, I can't wait to see you, Elsa.
Hey, for heaven's sake, I thought they were vacationing somewhere in the West Indies. Let me have it, honey.
Your card.
Hello, beautiful. How are you? Oh, fine. How was your trip? Uh-huh.
Listen, if you two have unexpected company, I can just as well catch the night bus and go on home.
No, Aunt Effie, now we'll make room. Now, don't worry. Elsa's my oldest friend.
Well, I don't like to be in the way.
Oh, Aunt Effie, you're not in the way. Well, now, stop worrying. Yeah. You're just not
in the
way at all.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Tell us all about it when you get here, huh? Hold on, will you, Elsa? Save it now.
Let me talk to her. I want to tell her how to get here.
Yeah, hold on. Just a little. Boy, she never stops talking, that one. But she sure is a cutie pie.
Elsa, listen. Now, stop talking a minute and listen to me. Now, look, I want to tell you how to get out here. Have you got paper and pencil?
She doesn't need a paper and pencil, for Pete's sake.
That's
simple.
Right. Well,
all
now you take exit 39. Yeah, take that's right off the turnpike, and keep going until you come to a darling little red house with white shutters. It's about a mile, and you turn left there. Well, you can't miss it, dear, because there's a white church just opposite. Then you turn left, and you
left?
Go, just about... Right. Turn right, and go about 10 blocks.
Next county.
There's a cute little old-fashioned schoolhouse, and you turn left there, and go until there's a fork in the road. Now, you take the right fork,
at the
bottom of the hill, there's a very picturesque old English-type tavern.
Oh,
it's just darling,
give me the
you can't miss
me
it.
Give me the phone.
Don't!
Elsa... darling, put Chuck on, will you? Put Chuck on the phone. Yeah, okay.
What is the matter with you?
Honey, do you want him to get here? Why are you sending him way over by the lake?
Well, it's a prettier drive to our house if they come around by the lake.
Darling, it's dark. They can't see anything anyhow, for heaven's sake. All they have to do is come straight out the boulevard, which may not be a pretty drive, but at least they'll get here. Hello, Chuck. fine. Yeah. Listen, you're on the turnpike now? Yeah. Okay, now look. Very shortly, you will come to a darling little sign that says Exit 39.
Honestly. Now, finish your dinner, Betsy. Yeah. We're having company.
Then you go exactly 7/10 of a mile, till you come to a very cute stoplight.
I think she's
funny. You turn left there and go 1 mile until you come to another adorable sign with black letters that says Brayside Lane.
No, that will not work. Why can't Aunt Effie sleep in our room with me and you sleep down here on the couch, dear? Why can't
you? Look, the last time I slept on that couch, I got a crick in my neck that lasted a week. Betsy could sleep down here and
I want to sleep in my own room.
She should sleep in her own room in her own bed. I will sleep down here on the couch.
No, Aunt Effie, Nicholas. I hate to even ask you to give up the guest room, but it can't be helped. Elsa and Chuck sleep in twin beds.
Now, why don't I just pack up and catch the night bus?
No. Now, Aunt Effie, we'll figure something out.
Besides that, there is no night bus anymore, Aunt Effie. The last one to Casson leaves at 7:30. There's no more until morning.
Well, I could go down to the bus station and just wait there until morning.
Oh, Aunt Effie, now, please.
If I'd known they were coming, I wouldn't have come to visit you now and make it all so difficult for you.
It doesn't matter, Aunt Effie. Elsa will understand whatever we do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very strange they didn't let you know. I always hate people just dropping in.
Oh, I don't mind with Elsa. She can drop in any time. I love to have her. Mm. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, she hasn't seen Betsy since Betsy was two, dear.
Hey, I better pick up this desk a little. My papers are all over the place.
Oh, it's all right. Now, listen. I've got an idea. Go over to the Kendalls and borrow their roll-away bed.
Uh-huh.
Fred will help you carry it back, and then we can put that in Betsy's room, and Aunt Effie can sleep in there.
Oh, yes, I'd like Aunt Effie to sleep with me.
Well, no, I'd like that, too.
Now, I just remembered Chuck always eats a huge breakfast. He likes bacon and eggs, and I know we have no bacon. While you're getting the bed, I'll dash down to the store. I think we need more cream for coffee, too. Let me see what else.
I thought this Elsa was the one you didn't like.
Didn't like? What?
It seems to me I recall your talking about her and saying how nobody liked her, that she always borrowed things and never returned them.
Elsa?
Mm-hmm.
Why, no,
You said she wore such outlandish clothes, everybody was ashamed to be seen with her. Yes, and she was so careless, she was the one who spilled a bottle of ink on your rug.
Elsie
Boomer, quite a different person.
Spill the ink,
I went to school with Elsa Hutchinson, but Elsie Boomer, that was her name, was this horrible creature who lived in the next apartment to us when we were first married. You remember, dear?
Oh, boy, do I.
I've forgotten her. Oh, she always did look like something the cat dragged in, didn't she?
Yeah, her husband wasn't much better. He was certainly a pain in the neck, too, that guy. You know, he borrowed more money that he never paid back.
Well, to heck with him now. Let's get organized before Elsa and Chuck get here. Oh, I can't wait to see them.
Well, I'll go over to the Kendalls and get their roll-away bed.
Mommy?
You know, as long as there's going to be so many for the bathroom tonight, and I do like a bath before I go to bed, I believe I'll just go up and take my bath now.
Yes, oh, fine. All right, you do that, Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. Betsy, pick up your coloring books, please, and your crayons. Now, let's see, I'll get bacon. And,
Mommy?
Yes, dear. Cream, and what else now?
Is her cat going to bring in tonight?
What? What is it, Betsy? Oh, sugar. I am completely out of sugar. I knew there was something. Betsy, dear, pick up your things, please, darling. Now, you go to the Kendalls and get the bed, dear.
Yeah, I'll take
my bath and scrub out the tub and put up clean towels.
Oh, fine. All right, Aunt Effie. Oh, I can't wait to see them.
Aunt Effie, someone's at the door.
Betsy, was that the doorbell?
Yes, and nobody's down here but me.
Oh, my goodness, I thought I heard it. Well, I'm still in the tub, dear. Let them in. I'll hurry and come down.
All right.
Well, my goodness, hello.
Hello there.
You must be Betsy.
Yes.
Just look how she's grown, Chuck. Well, I can't believe it.
Well, of course she's grown. She's getting old. Wait, you must be about 200 years old now, aren't you?
No, I'm 6 and a half.
Oh, close the door, Chuck.
All right.
You'll be 7 in June, isn't that right, Betsy?
Yes.
Well, now, where's your mommy and daddy?
Mommy went to the store because we didn't have enough food for you for breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. I told you we should have given them some advance notice.
Oh, nonsense, Chuck. Can we hang our coats in here, Betsy?
Yes.
Maybe you ought to bring our bags in from the car, Chuck.
All right.
Did your car bring you?
What, dear?
Did your car bring you?
Did the car bring us? Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Yes, dear, our car brought us. You see, we've been down in Barbados for a vacation. We left our car at the interstate airport and took a plane. Then we flew back and picked up our car, and now we're driving back home.
Mm-hmm. Where's your father, Betsy?
He had to go to the Kendalls to borrow a bed, because Aunt Effie is visiting us, too. And she had the guest room, and so she had to give us the guest room so you could sleep there.
Oh, my gosh, Elsa, I told you we should have driven right on through. But no, you had to phone and barge in. Now we're causing all sorts of inconvenience.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Chuck, she's my oldest friend. I know she doesn't mind at all.
Uh-huh.
Where's your Aunt Effie now, honey?
She's taking a bath so you can have the bathroom afterwards.
Oh, no. Of course, we're doing just what we hate people to do to us. We're dropping in unexpectedly.
But I know they don't mind.
Uh-huh.
She's my oldest friend.
You went to school with her. That was some years ago. You know as well as I do that people grow apart.
Betsy, what are you looking for, honey?
Nothing.
Well, is something wrong with me? You keep staring.
Where's the cat?
The what?
Your cat.
A cat? Why, we have a dog, but we don't have a cat, dear. Why?
Mommy said the cat always dragged you in.
What's she talking about? Huh?
What did your mommy say, dear?
She said the cat dragged you in.
I don't get it.
Well, I do. I certainly do get it. And I'll tell you, Betsy, what you can tell your mommy.
Well, I don't understand it. Why should they just leave?
I was in the tub when they came. By the time I got dressed and came down, they were gone.
Well, did you tell them where we were, Betsy?
Yes. I said we didn't have enough food, so Mommy went to the store.
Oh.
And I said we didn't have enough beds, so Daddy went to borrow one from the Kendalls.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, now, even so, that shouldn't make them leave. Elsa knows me well enough for that. Extra guests always make some switching around.
Maybe they were annoyed because we weren't here to greet them.
No. Elsa's not like that. Unless... Betsy, did they have anybody else with them?
No, they didn't even bring the cat.
The what?
You said they had a cat, and they don't. They have a dog.
What? What's all this about a cat?
Mommy said their cat always dragged them in, but I asked them, and they said no. They came in their car, and she said to tell you that, Mommy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You have nobody but yourself to blame. Little pitchers have big ears, and you did say
I
that.
I wasn't talking about Elsa. That's when we were talking about that Elsie Boomer.
What happened?
I was talking to Aunt Effie about Elsie Boomer, you remember, and I did say she always looked like something the cat dragged in. Betsy got it mixed up. It's a hideous mistake. I've got to find Elsa and explain.
Well, boy, I don't know how you're going to get out of this.
Really, Betsy, you are old enough to know better.
Look,
don't put the blame on Betsy. Oh, I suppose now I feel just terrible. And Elsa, of all people, who always looks like a fashion plate, call the hotels. I know Chuck doesn't like to drive at night. We've got to try and find them. I have known Elsa since the first grade.
Well, I bet you've graduated, dear, to the end of a beautiful friendship.
Call the hotels.
What did I say?
Well, Elsa, please, that is exactly what happened. No, I wasn't talking about you at all. Look, now, please, we've had such a time locating you, and well, she hung up.
Well, dear, let that be a lesson to us.
I explained it to her, and she doesn't believe me.
Well, you got to admit, it does sound a little nutty.
Did Aunt Effie take Betsy to bed?
Oh, yeah, she's all upset because she doesn't understand what she did wrong. You better go on up.
Oh, I will. I feel just terrible to begin with. How else I could even think I'd say that about her?
Well, she heard Betsy and under the mouths of babes.
Wait a minute. What's the number of that hotel again? Give me the phone book.
What are you calling Elsa back for? There isn't anything you can say that you haven't said. Look, if she didn't believe you the first time,
she
never... Honey, it is sad, but unfortunately, you know how these things are.
2323.
Look, no matter what you say, she's never again going to believe that you didn't say it.
Mr. and Mrs. Charles Hutchinson, please. Yes, I think she will, because I just remembered something years ago. Elsa? Now, don't hang up, or I'll come down there and bang on your hotel door. Now, listen. Do you remember when we were 15 and I was going steady with Brud, my one true love, and one day I saw you coming out of a movie with him, and you tried to explain you didn't have a date with him, that you just happened to meet him in the movie theater? Remember?
Who's this Brud? I never heard
you
about you going steady with some guy when you were 15.
Well, remember how I wouldn't believe you and gave his class ring back and there was a big to-do and how terrible you felt because it was really a mistake and you didn't really have a date with him?
You mean you had some guy's ring when you were 15?
Yes, well, now look, this is the same thing, Elsa. I finally believed you then and you've got to believe me now. As you said to me then, things are not always what they seem. Remember? Oh, thank you, dear. Huh? Oh, fine. Well, look, why don't you come out tomorrow then and spend the weekend with us? Fine. All right, Elsa. Good night, dear.
Oh, who's this guy you went steady with and had his ring? What's all this?
Now, don't start that. Oh, I feel so much better from now on. I'm certainly going to be more careful what I say in front of Betsy.
You better be careful what you say in front of me.
Oh,
what is all this my one true love business?
For goodness sakes, dear.
First I've ever heard
about it. I told you about it.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Martha Greenhouse, and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to join us again Monday for The Couple Next Door.